Kamala Harris has finally announced a policy that she plans to implement if, God forbid, she wins the election in November, since the honeymoon is almost over and the hype about her being a black woman is getting a little bit old. And so now people are starting to think about, well, what sort of things would she actually do different than the Biden administration? And, well, we have her first idea that she stole from Donald Trump.
Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips.
Great idea.
Eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
That's funny because under the Biden-Harris administration, they directed the IRS to crack down on the unreported tips that are collected from waiters and waitresses. But now she stole Donald Trump's idea of no taxes on tips and is presenting it as if it's her own. Meanwhile, the media continues to obsess over J.D. Vance's comments about crazy cat ladies being the core of the Democrat Party, and he's not shying away from them. He's sitting down face to face with the fake news and flipping the script.
Now ask me three questions about comments that I made 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what Kamala Harris thinks about the fact that she supported policies that opened the American southern border. I wonder what Kamala Harris thinks about the fact that she lied to the American people about Joe Biden's mental facility for the office. You are interviewing me, Dana, because I respect the American people enough to sit down for an interview.
I appreciate that.
Kamala Harris has been the nominee for 3 weeks. She hasn't sat down for a real interview.
Believe me, we are asking. You're not going to get a disagreement there.
The point is that Camelface hasn't done a single interview, hasn't faced a single question from the media for the last 3 weeks, ever since participating in the coup to force old Joe out of his reelection campaign, even though the softball questions lobbed from the Operation Mockingbird will be as easy as possible when she's not in front of a teleprompter. She is a bumbling buffoon. MSNBC's Lawrence Stop the Hammering O'Donnell is very upset. Not upset that she's not answering questions and she's being protected and kept away from reporters and only reading teleprompters at her events. He's upset that people want her to do interviews and want her to face questions. In fact, he says that anybody who is saying that she should needs to be crushed.
Anyone who then tells you that Kamala Harris has to answer questions from reporters because Donald Trump already answered questions from reporters is lying to themselves and to you, and you must not allow them to do it.
We can't allow them to say that she should dare to face questions from the media as a presidential candidate less than 90 days out from the election. You mustn't do that.
Please crush them on social media when they do it, because they will do it.
Yes, we do want presidential candidates, especially in the 90-day stretch before the election, to actually answer questions from the media, Lawrence. But he knows what everybody knows. In the event that that may happen, as it has occasionally happened in the past, it always turns out like this.
We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time. Right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong.
So you're now no longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house. It's on your laptop, and it's then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know?
Space is exciting.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
Okay, that's enough out of Kamala. Let's listen to some of her voters, shall we?
Why are y'all voting for Kamala Harris?
I don't want to lose my rights. Like, I'm a trans man, and I'm gay, and I have been pregnant, and I've had an abortion before, and I don't want to lose that.
Whoa. Okay, so she's a transgender man who is gay, who got pregnant. So that means that this person identifies as a man who then also likes other men, but got pregnant. 10 years ago, this would have been a comedy skit or a parody, but this is sadly our reality.
What about you?
I've also been pregnant and had an abortion before. I was a minor, and it would have been dangerous for me to properly, like, it would have been dangerous for me to carry a baby with, like, personal reasons and everything. I also, like, I'm very, you know...
Disturbed.
Alternative.
Notice her satanic pentagram earrings in her satanic pentagram pendant.
I feel like if Trump were to win, I wouldn't be able to, like, express myself through my looks and everything, and wouldn't be able to have the piercings or the dyed hair or the tattoos that I want, you know.
Yes, Donald Trump's going to stop people from dyeing their hair and getting tattoos. And in a recent rally in Montana, Donald Trump perhaps said the most accurate assessment about what it is that we're up against ever.
Tim Walz is the man who's very freakish. He's very freakish. If Comrade Walz and Comrade Harris win this November, the people cheering will be the pink-haired Marxists, the looters, the perverts, the flag burners, Hamas supporters, drug dealers, gun grabbers, and human traffickers.
That's right, and while Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are out campaigning in the final stretch of the 2024 election cycle, old Joe is napping at the beach like he, well, usually does, because it's not like he has ever actually been running the country. Although he did surprisingly sit down for another interview with CBS where he is trying to rewrite history about why it is that he ended his reelection campaign.
The polls we had showed that it was neck and neck race.
Neck and neck. Neck and neck. It was going to be so close. He just thought, just to be safe, he better hand the reins over to the black woman.
Been down to the wire. But what happened was a number of...
You did that debate, and then the entire world got to see that the emperor had no clothes.
A number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races. And I was concerned if I stayed in the race, that would be the topic. You'd be interviewing me about why did Nancy Pelosi say, why did someone... And I thought it'd be a real distraction.
Actually, sir, that's not what happened at all. After the debate against Donald Trump, it became crystal clear to the entire world that your campaign was doomed. And now Nancy Pelosi is trying to rewrite history, too, perhaps hedging her bet in the event that Kamala Harris loses. Then there's going to be a lot of questions about whether or not old Joe should have stayed in. And despite her being a key player in forcing him out, now Nasty Pelosi is pretending like she has no idea what happened and thinks maybe there was some shady business going on.
I didn't accept the letter as anything but a letter. I mean...
The letter that his staff posted on social media and forged his name, saying that he was ending his campaign, which then didn't even mention that he was endorsing Kamala. That tweet came a half an hour later from other staff members, the other faction.
I mean, and another, there are some people who were unhappy with the letter. Let me say, some said that some people were unhappy with the letter. I'll put it in somebody else's mouth. Because it was a... I don't even know. It didn't sound like Joe Biden to me. It really didn't. So, but.
And the signature on that letter certainly didn't look like his either, but you're not supposed to talk about that. Of course, she knows exactly what happened because she helped make it happen.
Does he have your support to be the head of the Democratic ticket?
As long as the president has, it's up to the president to decide if he is going to run. We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short.
He already made the decision. You may recall he said that he was staying in the race despite the disastrous debate and the fallout after that. So this was Nasty Pelosi sounding like a mob boss, waiting for him to make the right decision.
He has said he has made the decision. He has said firmly this week he is going to run. Do you want him to run?
I want him to do whatever he decides to do. And that's the way it is. Whatever he decides, we go with.
There she goes again, pretending that he didn't already double and triple down, that he was staying in the race. Oh, we know that he'll make the right decision because they made him an offer that he couldn't refuse. Another great offer, however, that's completely up to you to decide is whether or not to order the Fight for Trump shirt from my online store at markdice.com, or the Trumpmania shirt, or the Teflon Don, or any of my awesome designs. Most now also available in tank tops for the summer. Even though summer is kind of winding down, you can still get them. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.